We have joining us this morning Senator Sherrod Brown. Senator, were you a French or a Spanish kid in school? What did they teach for you?
I took French, and I wished I had taken Spanish, actually. But my brothers had taken French, and I don't know why I took French instead of Spanish, but I did. And I one of a minor regret, but a regret in life.
Right.
But I think from listening to this call, my guess is that neither of you is fluent in Spanish, just guessing from the beginning of this call, correct?
Sí, muy bien. All I remember is they would go, así, así, which means sometimes a little bit, sometimes not, whatever. But we welcome you to...
Well, my French is no better, so
anyway,
what are you going to do?
Right. Well, you just have to hopefully communicate as best in English as we can sometimes, and that becomes a chore in its own. Right. Before we get to some of the serious topics, I wanted to talk about one of the things I see you have on the agenda. They passed a resolution celebrating the 200th anniversary of the birth of Ulysses S. Grant. How did that even come about in your mind? For this?
Well, it came about. I never liked U.S. Grant from studying history, and I read a book about him, and it changed. If you don't have this happen as an adult often, I 180 degrees changed my view of him. He was a very good president. He was a very good general. My great-grandfather fought in the Civil War. In fact, my great-grandfather on my dad's side fought against, at the Battle of Lookout Mountain, my great-grandfather on my mother's side, because my mom's family was from Georgia, but that's neither here nor there. But Grant was a good, really good president. And if they had continued Grant's policies, race would be very different in this country, because Reconstruction ended when Grant left office because of a sleazy deal that Governor Hayes of Ohio cut. And to be president, and and we should learn from that. And that's one reason we study history and how important it is to recognize the things we did well and the things we didn't do well. And all this controversy about studying history, of course we should study history and not be stupid.
Yeah, well, we are in the month of May, a month that sort of honors veterans as well. And I guess you were visiting a Veterans Affairs area.
Well, more than visiting, there's been an effort. Sort of radicals in Congress with the Tea Party about a decade ago began the process of trying to privatize the VA. And keep in mind, the VA is all about when a young man or woman from Elyria or Lorain or Vermilion or Sheffield joins the military, they promise to serve us. We promise to serve them at the same time when they're out with the VA. And this effort to privatize the VA the same way that some people wrongly want to privatize Social Security and Medicare, privatizing the VA, and now then President Trump began the process of closing the Chillicothe Hospital, which serves all of Southern Ohio and Appalachia. And I'm fighting like hell against it. I had the Secretary of the VA in all day in Chillicothe and Columbus last week. I'm asking him about it, pushing him in hearings to do this. Most veterans want to get their services at Wade Park or the CBOC in Lorain County, the community-based clinic. But these are important services, and veterans, many of their employees are veterans. And veterans, when they feel more warmly received generally at a veterans hospital or a veterans clinic, not some private sector, it's a private doctor, they're taking care of them well, but it really is a difference for a lot of veterans.
You have a hearing later today regarding student loans. What's the focus?
Well, the focus is, what are we going to do to help students that just can't get out from under their loans? And this isn't advocating their personal responsibility. One woman, actually from Ohio, she doesn't live in Ohio now, but she had $75,000 in student loans. She's paid $96,000, and she still owes tens of thousands of dollars. And she's been a public servant. She's been a teacher. And teachers and so many people that rack up student debt, in part because we don't invest in public education. We make tuition far too high at state universities and even community colleges, as good as LC is and serves our community. Some of these other community colleges charge too much. And because we don't invest in them, student debt is racked up. And so often these people go into public service, social workers, nurses, teachers, and simply can't pay off their debt. And it makes it harder to start a family, makes it harder to buy a house. And it's good for our economy if people can do those things. And so we're trying to figure out how we can help these families get out from under this in a fair way, understanding many people paid off their student loans, but it's still a struggle for so many families.
We chatted the other day in Lorain on Monday during the Bartlett submarine dry dock program there. Obviously, there's lots of local support, a lot of labor support, but what's next in the process to make this thing happen?
Well, next is to work with Lorain and Lordstown, the other, as you know from being in Lorain, near Lake Erie yesterday in the park, three days ago, Lordstown and Lorain are doing this together. It's getting defense contractors, getting the Department of Defense to really recognize that this isn't just a thing on the coast, that Lorain has this long history of shipbuilding. And so you heard that day, somebody said Lorain's built its first, probably not a ship, but its first boat 200 years ago. So, and we know the history with Steinbrenner and American shipbuilding and all that. So we know how to do it. We know how to make things in Lorain. We know how to build things. And give us a chance on this one, and we will surprise people.
Joining us this morning, Senator Sherrod Brown. Senator, Washington abuzz right now, and they've had barricades around the Capitol last year. We've seen around the White House. Now they got a big fence around the Supreme Court because of the leak of the document last week. Your thoughts a little bit on that, what's been going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, the story's been the leak, but the leak probably was Judge Alito playing games, but that's really beside the point. A month from now, the leak isn't going to be what matters. It's the decision. And what the decision simply is, overturning 50 years of settled law. I'm not a lawyer. I'm certainly not a student in the Supreme Court, an acute student, but it's 50 years of settled law. What's next? Are they going to take away, and they could, under this same ruling, take away access to birth control, as many people are advocating and some of the radicals on the Supreme Court we think want to do. And this also says if a 15-year-old girl's raped, or if a 19-year-old girl is, or a 12-year-old girl is molested by her stepfather and gets pregnant, that you're out of luck. You carry this baby to term, or you have a very unsafe, potentially die from an illegal abortion. And is that what we want? We had 50 years of settled law, and the radicals in the Supreme Court want to undo all that. And it's just wrong. It's morally wrong. It's wrong for our country. It's wrong for women.
Senator Sherrod Brown, we appreciate your time this morning. We will chat again.
All right, we'll do it again for sure. Good seeing you other day. Thanks. Seeing you out and about. See ya.
We try to get out as best we can. And Senator Sherrod Brown, as you said, you saw him out in Lorain over when they had the press conference there, news conference. It's 8:31 at WEOL. We're not done with folks in the political realm. We've got Commissioner Michelle Hung coming up, joining us at 8:40 this morning. Up next, the latest news from Craig in the Vans Auto Center Entire Pros Newsroom.